are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you, and my guest is Wendell Field, who is a local artist who has an opening reception for his new work this Thursday from 5 to 9 at Teton Art Lab. Wendell, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Wendell, I had the opportunity to have a preview of your new work that's going to be up at Teton Art Lab through July 6th. You know, how does this body of work differ from the work you've made in the past?
It's very similar to my past work. Mostly oil paintings is what I'm going to be showing. I think lately I have been trying to push my color a little bit and to work on that, so that might come through. But other than that, it's classic Wendell Field, I suppose.
A little insight into Kelly, where you live. And I'm wondering, because this is a subject you seem to explore a lot, what keeps you returning to this study?
I live in Kelly, so that helps a lot. And it's a magical place. It's so beautiful. You know, you have the Tetons in front of you, lots of wildlife around there. And it's, for me, it's really special. And I feel really blessed to just be able to witness the changes that happen there every day, like the color of the grass shifting to the clouds over the mountains and the shifting light. And there's so many days where I'll just look outside and just, it'll be like, oh my God, I've never seen that before. And it just continually happens, and it just continues to blow me away, really. I also like how Kelly's, it still has a lot of soul. Like, it's still pretty funky, and it's, you know, working class, and there's a community there. There's still, you know, I know my neighbors, and I spend so much time there. I'm always seeing new views and the same views with different light and color.
And yeah, and I've been lucky enough to be able to be a guest in Kelly a handful of times, because I've got some friends that live out there. But you almost kind of step into a time warp, and you're back a few years without all of these technological advances, and, you know, you chop your own wood to stay warm. And, mm-hmm. and these are things that you've been able to capture in the show.
Yeah, thanks for noticing that. Yeah, my life does influence my art quite a bit. And I do carry my own water and chop my own wood. And so I'm constantly seeing the, like, patterns of a log pile, and I just have to stop. And instead of bringing the wood in, I sketch it or photograph it. And yeah, it definitely does influence my life and my work. And I strive for those to be one, for my work to have integrity and authenticity. And years ago, I was trying to come up with just to be original, like completely Wendell Field, and have it. I had a realization where one's painting should be like their signature. You shouldn't really have to think about what you're doing. It should just come out from, you know, once you've developed your craft, I think your art should flow from that deeper place.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is Wendell Field. We are talking about his upcoming show of some of his new work at Teton Art Lab on Thursday. His work is going to be up until July 6th, and opening night will be from 5 to 9. Now, Wendell, I know we've kind of touched on this, but I'm wondering how color theory plays into your work. Do you choose different times of day to paint? Do you choose different subjects based on their color composition? What's the thought process here?
I mean, historically, I would paint in the afternoon and the evening when the light and the color goes from... It just gets better as the sun sets and you get to that magical hour. But now I'm more interested in, or I wouldn't say I'm more interested, I'm also interested in just the bright time of day where everything's washed out, or morning is spectacular on the Tetons, and just really seeing the, you know, how that rock just lights up and turns red. And yeah, so I would say that probably subject, and the abstract qualities of that subject are what initially draw me to a subject. And then, yeah, I'm really trying to see deeper into the color, but have that color be harmonious and not something that just, you know, not like, oh, you just got a new tube of purple, you know, just to really take time to mix those colors. And when I first started painting, I would only use one of each of the primers. So one yellow, one red, and one blue. And now I still only use the primaries, but I expand that. So now I probably have four yellows and three reds and, you know, four or five blues, and just trying to take that to just richer color, I suppose.
When we were able to look at your pieces in this new show, one that's kind of in my memory right now that we're back in the studio is the piece from Kelly, looking onto Jackson Peak and all of the birds that are accompanying that piece. That was a last minute decision, right?
It was. Well, I did the painting last year, actually, and then I felt like it needed something else that didn't really tell the whole story. And right now, the springtime is just, everything is so alive out there, and or you know, in the park, and the meadows are so alive, and everything is just growing and thriving, and the birds are everywhere, and they're laying eggs, and the sounds, and it's, you know, spring is really the return of color and of life, and everything is just going as hard and fast as it can in the short time that we have here for life to flourish.
Now, you're not solely an oil painter. You also make block prints, you're a sculptor, you play with watercolors. Something that's going to be in your show on Thursday night is solar prints, right? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. I took a workshop last year with Dan Walden, who was the guy who invented solar plates. And it's a really amazing process. And I've just begun to learn about it. But I have some solar plates that I did last fall, and then quite a few of them didn't turn out to my satisfaction. It's just a straight print. So I've started to hand paint those and go back into them and rework them. And so I'll have some of those. I'm going to have some woodblock reduction prints there too. And then probably a couple prints from my travels.
Yeah, I have one from a similar place that I actually visited in India, up in the Himalaya area.
Yeah. I love traveling. I mean, I love it here, but when I do love traveling, and when I travel, I also do my art, my paint and sketch and draw. And that's usually when I use watercolors and different media that are easier to,
they travel better,
to be on the move with. Yeah.
Once again, Wendell Field has his new work. His opening night is going to be this Thursday at Teton Art Lab from 5 to 9. Wendell, what all is happening on that opening night? I know it coincides with the art walk.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's going to be the art walk. We're just going to have the art lab's going to be open. My good friend Andy, who owns Pika's, is going to bring his taco truck, so he's going to be selling tacos and margaritas. And mostly, I just want it to be a gathering of friends and people from the community and get together and check out some art, but mostly just have a good time. I like to have a bit of a party when I have an opening.
Wendell, thank you again for dropping by Cagewell.
Yeah, thanks for the interview and everything you've done, Brennan.
This is your community radio station, 89.1, Cagewell, Jackson.